Stop. How do you say you're finna tell me what the you're finna tell me what the Android meme is, and you say you don't watch Fox News? Wow.
Well, it is the Android meme. The whole talking heads. The talking heads is part of the Android meme. It's just talking to itself.
But, darling, everything is talking. Is CNN the Android meme?
Part of it.
Is it?
Used to be.
That's the point. Now, when that shift and changed, that's when we changed. When that shift occurred, that's when we changed. You wanted a pinpoint. You want to go dot. Where's Flossed in Paradise? Dot. When Lulu said dot, they were like trying to look for it. She's like, dot. Dot. I mean, it's right there. Dot. Okay, that's the point. That's when it changed.
What changed so we know what you're referring to? Did you get it, Bert?
Okay. Bert's going
to
talk about
Android.
You talking about when Donna Brazile went to Fox News? Is that what you're talking about?
It was a little bit before that. What's the Android meme? Give a definition for the poor people that have just joined in.
Simulation of everything you ever heard of.
That's not, he was supposed to say that, but that's a good definition. See, the boss definition is actually good and they're apropos. It's not fair.
Perfect words. I said that.
He's done this
Bob
already
has
before.
Perfect work.
Yeah,
I've done this before.
Yeah, he's done this before. So, like, you know, this is old-timey fucking. He knows how to do this stuff. Okay, that's what the news is supposed to be presenting. That's how Matt Drudge did what he did. He didn't do shit. He just gathered up the vestiges of whatever it was and typed the headlines. He didn't even do the story. He just copied them to say this is what the Drudge Report. Now that became a whole damn thing. It's like he's a plagiarist. And he doesn't even give credit where it's supposed to go. He says this is Drudge, the Drudge Report. And he's telling what somebody else told that somebody else told.
Yeah, he's doing what WT said,
somehow.
Yeah. He's the Android Beam replay of W.T. Stead.
That's basically right. Okay, and that's right, and Christian Murdy. Then it comes back to Fox changed in MSLSD, the New York Slime, the Washington Compost, okay, and the L.A. Slime. Okay.
Yeah, so you're saying they were changed by Drump. Drudge, let's start in 1996. Drump, Drudge and Drump together.
It wasn't all at once, you see, because Roger Ailes was running Fox, it really wasn't that big of a thing. It really didn't have to be. You could watch CNN in those days because CNN was just giving news. It was no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Twitter obsolesced both of them, but when is this?
That's not that conversation. That's what
I know.
Happened.
The change. I'm trying to figure out what the change is. The change after Pelosi became Speaker of the House again, November 2018. Did something you changed after that?
All of it kind of morphed quickly, and you watched it take place and happen. The one.
Yeah, you're talking about the Thompson period.
Yeah, the Thompson period is what caused the shift. But then once you came out of that, then all of a sudden it changed and you had everything turned aggressive. That's when you went nasty right before you figured out you were in charge and then you're running something and then you're bossing things and killing people and accusing people of being dead. And I'm not killing you, but you're already dead, you know, that kind of stuff. It's normal, Bob. Stuff, and then not being happy with whatever people are moving, 1,000 people are moving left and right, up, down, and it's just not appropriate. You've touched my wires, you lost my scissors, what are you doing? Why are you in my house? Get out. Poor Jimmy, we love Jimmy. We're trying to save Jimmy. We adore Jimmy. We got an insight.
Hey, Bert.
Trying to save him.
Jimmy's a postman, and he delivers the water to us, so the other day, go to the doorbell. There's Jimmy's holding the box, and he holds the box up, and he says, "Is this me?" And it says, "Hey, hello, Jimmy," written on the box. And he goes, "That referred to me?" I go, "Yep." And I was talking to JW right at that time and said, "The guy is talking on the phone here. It's the guy who wrote that." So JW started bellowing words to Jimmy through the phone, and Jimmy ran off hysterically laughing or going nuts. We couldn't tell which.
It's true. So the point now becomes that change or shift is when the tech body blasted, because now there's no check and balance. Now let's go back. Now you're going to have to start listening to Fox News. Just now that you've been, now you all that in a bag of chips. Now you're going to have to figure it out. Since you know something, now you're going to get to do a little something, The point now, you're going to have to listen to figure out what they're saying. They can't say the stuff that they're saying when get by with it, okay? So either it's a lie, or they don't know, or whatever those words are, we don't know, whatever that is. But here's not, that's not even the condition. The condition is the Android meme, okay? Now, once that shifts, guess what happens? It changes the dynamic. Now the words aren't justified by anything. Neither is your money. Your money's not justified by anything. You just spend money and you have it. Well, what if you don't have it? Well, you don't know you do. Okay? Trump is marvelous. He's magical. He's this, he's that, he's that. And so now he gets in his speech and says, "You know what? I found $9 trillion that I've brought into the market since I became president of the United States." You can't say that unless it's the case. That's the easiest thing in the fucking world to prove. And he stood right up and said it and proved it. Said, "Yep." And then nobody said nothing about that. "He's a liar. He's a liar. Impeach 45. Impeach 45. They just can't stand it. And then everybody's got more money than they did, more people working than they've ever been. So he's changed the world. He says his approval rating is 94%. Everybody else says that 91% want him impeached and removed from office. And that's on a Fox poll. Okay? So what's happened is all the checks and balances within the system have now been obfuscated. Is that the right word, Bob? We wanted a nice bellwether word. Is that a good one for today? Obfuscated.
Subsumed. Subsumed.
Well, it might be subsumed. Well, if it's complete, yes. If it's complete, it would be subsumed. But we're not saying that it's complete. We say it's obfuscated because it's being removed to a subsumed condition.
Because obfuscated doesn't mean confused. Look that up.
Look it up then.
Yeah.
Because it's also not subsumed yet.
Right. Obfuscated. No skating. It's rendered obscure, unclear, unintelligible. So that's blurry face. Blurry face.
And I care. And now blurry face cares what you think. It's getting good. It's good. And it tells you exactly what to do. Okay? Now, what happens is you have these different shows, different things, saying different things, arguing their points, counterpoints, up and down, over and under. None of it makes any difference. None of it matters. None of it has anything to do with it. And the tech body is laughing their ass off because everyone's blaming the other side for these ridiculous things. And then the tech body's putting it into the feed. And poor Pencil Neck, Shifty Shift, bless his heart, is he really that deluded that the president gives the damn transcript from the call, and now he makes another speech about what it was, and he's like, nope, I'm going to tell you exactly 7 more times, so you better listen really close. He tells this crazy story, and Trump's like, you stupid motherfucker, I already gave the transcript. I got permission from the president of the Ukraine. I got permission on the from Mike Pompeo, who was also on the call, and we released the transcript that you are now saying is something else because you didn't think that I would give it. I've already given it, but apparently you didn't get the memo. And because you sit before Congress, you can say anything you want to. Hmm. Interesting.
Hey, Ian, media that Ian complains about, the lefty media, the Washington slime and that, are they controlled by the deep state? And that's why they won't investigate Biden?
No, they're not. You see, this is what we were saying. We said the other day, if there was a room, back room somewhere, where everybody's sipping that Henny by the gallon at $3,200 a quart, and smoking 4-hour stogies, just roll back in there watching the titty club or something silly, whatever they're doing. If they were laid out doing something, that'd be one thing. But guess what? This is going against them, too. Soros is all but done in by this. Everything he sets up to do with the deep state's being consumed by the deep state. They're eating themselves to death. And if they don't start getting some new plastic surgery for Nancy Pelosi, her damn face is going to fall slap off. Being held on by a link, by a thread. Yeah, one side, one good side you have to hold on. And the Bondo, you can start seeing it's fleeking through. It's pretty bad. Alright. So, this thing is manipulating itself. And logical, progressive humans are looking at this and going, you got to be fucking kidding me. This is ridiculous. Look at what you're doing. Look at what you, and if you stand back and look and go, no way, you can't get it. And so now, and okay, it gets better. So now they've got the recording. Okay. Everybody in the world's heard it. They've read it. They've answered it. Everybody's settled. Perfect call. I think the president said perfect call. It was a perfect call. Everybody in the call has been interviewed by CNN, every one of them, and everyone agrees that it was a perfect call. No quid pro quo. Nothing, something for nothing, dancing, titty clubs, something, girls, something, I don't know. Nothing for nothing. Everything's good. No problem. So they solve it, and everybody goes, okay, as long as everything's good. Then they decide that they need a whistleblower who needs protection to tell what went on with, guess what, the telephone call. That's already been laid out, it's already been given, already been done. And when that got blown up, completely blown up, because it was Crazy Maisie Herrera, is who it was from Hawaii, someone high in her cabinet set up somebody in the system to speak against this high crimes and misdemeanors of whatever it is. Well, when that went south, they leaked it, that Shifty Shift talked to him beforehand. Oh, this isn't going to work. Oh, this is going to be a trouble. Oh, he's got us again. He got us again. Donald Trump is not that smart, y'all. He's good, but he's not that smart. So guess what their answer, here's their answer. Wait. This gets good. Guess what their answer is? A second whistleblower has come up. A second whistleblower who also wasn't on the call, doesn't know, third-hand information. They watch CNN, and because they watch CNN, they are the backup whistleblower Congress.
No, Ion, you get it wrong. The second whistleblower is blowing the whistle on the first whistleblower.
Could be. That's a close. See, that's a closed Senate subcommittee meeting. We didn't want to out the closed meeting. That's high crimes and misdemeanors. We didn't want to undo it, Carolyn, but yeah, it's all right, darling. You got it. You're on the record, so that's good. That's good. That's good.